Hello again, I'm Gina Kaufman, and now let's switch gears. Royals fans are celebrating after yesterday's triumphant win. It was a huge comeback. If you were at home watching the game when we were down, feeling sure we'd already lost, you might be experiencing a crisis around what it means to be a loyal fan. And is there any better example than Korean superfan Sung Woo? For the rest of KCUR's Central Standard, we'll be talking with Josh Swade, director of ESPN's 30 for 30 documentary, hashtag Bring Back Sung Woo. He's currently executive producer of video at Rolling Stone. Hi, Josh.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
For listeners who don't know, who is Sung Woo and how did he become such a huge Royals fan?
Sung Woo is a Korean man who lives in Seoul, over 6,000 miles away from Kansas City. And he became a huge Royals fan in the 90s because as he was looking to improve his English, he watched the one American television channel and they would show baseball highlights because baseball is a very popular sport in Korea. And for whatever reason, Kauffman Stadium, which he found to be really beautiful, caught his eye, and he just kind of fell in love with the colors and the mascot and, you know, everything about the Royals, and then became a bigger fan as time went on.
So he made his pilgrimage to Kansas City last summer, and the Royals, at that moment, had this incredible winning streak.
Yeah.
And then he goes back and we make it to the World Series and you become obsessed with bringing him back.
Well, kind of. So, you know, the Royals were like playing 500 ball when he came last August. And we were in the mix, you know, with that record, but not really, you know, necessarily positioned to win the division. And Sung Woo came over and the Royals went on a tear and won 9 games and I think only lost one. And we moved into first place. And from that point forward, there was sort of no looking back. And fast forward all the way to the wild card game last year, we're playing the A's. And, you know, we were down sort of just like yesterday, four runs in the eighth inning. And lo and behold, we come back and win this remarkable game. And, you know, we thought, how great would it be if Sung Woo could come back for the World Series? And I guess I just became the champion of that idea. And I tend to get very into certain ideas. And that was an idea I got really into. So I was, I felt like I needed to go to Korea and try and get him to come back for the World Series. And we got him back. And you know, that's what the film is largely about.
Yeah, it's about that journey, which is a lot of fun. But you keep saying we when you talk about the Royals. What's your own relationship with the Royals?
Well, you know, I grew up in Kansas City and left when I was in my early 20s to move to New York. So Kansas City is home. And I don't think you can grow up in the 80s in Kansas City and not just have Royals in your blood. I mean, George Brett, for me and all my friends, was like, you know, like Adonis. I mean, he was like the greatest man you could ever aspire to emulate, you know, ever. I mean, he was like a king.
Did you used to go to Ewing and Marion Kaufman's house on Halloween and stand in those lines for your Royals paraphernalia?
You know, I did know friends who did that. I can't say that. I want to be honest. No, I never did that. But
I did it once. I got a binder.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Was it a Royals binder?
Yep.
Huh? Yeah. So yeah, I was a huge fan and you know, I suffered through all the losing years, but you know, I mean, you know, such is fandom and here we are like back in the mix. It's exciting.
So I don't want to spoil the film, but he tells you that he won't come back to Kansas City for the World Series. He's just started a job. It's not a good time.
Yeah.
And you, in spite of him telling you, no, I'm not doing this, you still got on a plane to Seoul to try and change his answer. That is quite a, I don't want to say risk. It's a bold move. I mean, if this were a dating move, I'd be like, man, don't do it. This is crazy.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I like unlikely stories, I guess. And it just, aside from my love of the Royals, I felt like there were a lot of really neat story elements. And just going to Korea alone and seeing what life is like there and getting to know this gentleman on his home turf, and trying to understand how he became a Royals fan, I thought that was a great way to that was enough to make me want to give it a shot.
What do you think we can learn from Sung Woo about what it means to be a true Royals fan? I mean, can you think of moments where you observed him doing something and you thought, oh, that is how you be a fan?
Well, I mean, he's like kind of a prince, you know. He has the best qualities of what it means to be a fan without a lot of the really nasty ones. And when it comes to the internet, the internet has, as we know, like changed fandom. And I think more often than not for the worse. But Sung Woo is, very positive, and he, I think, really is effective in getting others to stay and feel positive and upbeat, even when times are tough. I think that's the message. He saw this years ago. He stayed in there and believed this could happen so long ago when I think a lot of us felt like the Royals might not even stay in business, you know?
Is there anything about his example that's changed you as a fan, or just when you're watching Royals games, do you ever find yourself second guessing yourself and thinking, no, Sung, like,
Yeah.
be like
Well,
Sung Woo?
yesterday was a perfect example. Yesterday was the ultimate example. Here we are in a tight situation. It's looking like our season's over. And I want to tell you, I thought about him the entire time. And he really kept my spirits. I tend to be a bit of a pessimist, but he kept me from the ledge, so to speak. And that's a direct, result of him affecting me. Yeah.
We, of course, have, every opportunity to make it is all the way this postseason. There's also the chance that something else is going to happen. And he also kind of sets an example of how to handle defeat.
He does. I think the film, actually captures that moment perfectly. And yeah, I mean, he has this, he says in the film that baseball is like life. It's a game of inches and
Inches.
of inches, exactly.
What does
And
that mean?
the line between glory and defeat is so small. And sometimes it's beside the point which side of that line you fall on. It's the ride that is the most important part. And I think he understands that more than most people.
How are you going to watch the last game in the Royals Astros series tomorrow night?
I'll be at home with my brother, who's another diehard fan, and we'll have the game blasting. My wife will be there, my kids, and yeah, we'll have our colors on, and we'll be pulling on the boys in blue.
Do you keep in touch with Sung Woo?
We of course, he's a friend for life. So we keep in touch, all the time. I mean, that's the beauty of the internet,
How's he watching the games?
Well, he's unfortunately with the time difference, he's watching them pretty late, either pretty late at night or I guess you could say early in the morning for him. And he's doing it at work online.
Well, our time is up for today's Central Standard, but I'm sure that Sung Woo is not the only one watching Royals games at work. Josh Swade, director of ESPN's 30 for 30 documentary on Korean Royals superfan Sung Woo, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The documentary is called #BringBackSungWoo. To listen back to today's show, just go to kcur.org/centralstandard later today. That's also where you can subscribe to our podcast, and then you'll never have to miss an episode. It's at kcur.org/centralstandard. If you want to talk with us on Twitter, we love that. We're at KCURCST. Chat us up there. Tomorrow, we'll be back with a show on Kansas City's former reality television stars. We kind of have a lot of them. Life After Reality TV, tomorrow at 10. KCUR's Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton and Sylvia Maria Gross. Special thanks to Esther Honig and Laura Ziegler. I'm Gina Kaufman. Stay tuned for Up to Date, next on KCUR.
You've been listening to Central Standard on KCUR and KCUR HD1, Kansas City Public Media. Good morning, I'm Linda Scher, and stay with us, please, for Up to Date, coming up next. Central Standard is supported by Shawnee Mission Health, reminding you how important it is to have a primary care doctor, and inviting you to find yours online at myhealthkc.com. Shawnee Mission Health, much more than medicine. And Knox Church presenting Seussical the Musical, in which the cast of weird and fanciful Dr. Seuss characters proclaim through song that love is the most important thing. Thursday through Saturday, October 15th through 17th. Tickets are